With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The White House is relaunching a program that brings thousands of illegal immigrants into the U.S. from four Latin American countries.
After a one-month suspension, the White House is again implementing an immigration program for thousands from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, allowing them to fly into the U.S. for a two-year stay as long as they have a financial sponsor. Allegations of fraud were investigated, and the Department of Homeland Security says it's not widespread, but the agency will step up its review of financial records that sponsors are required to submit, as well as their criminal backgrounds. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For many infertile couples, IVF treatments are the only way to have a child, but the procedure is expensive. Many times it doesn't work. At a rally in Michigan Thursday, former President Trump said that if he wins a second term, he wants to make IVF treatment free for families. Also at SRNnews.com, records show a facility linked to a deadly listeria outbreak had a history of code violations. Norman Hall has more on the story.
Newly released records show a Boar's Head deli meat plant in Jarrett, Virginia, tied to a deadly food poisoning outbreak, repeatedly violated federal regulations. The violations included instances of mold, insects, liquid dripping from ceilings, and meat and fat residue on walls, floors, and equipment. Agriculture Department officials logged 69 instances of non-compliance with federal rules in the past year at the Boar's Head plant. It's been linked to listeria deaths of at least 9 people and hospitalizations of about 50 others in 18 states. One food safety expert says the reports raise red flags about company officials and regulators. I'm Norman Hall.
This is SRN News. An atheist group attacks baccalaureate ceremonies in Texas.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation has extracted a promise from the Community Independent School District that it will no longer sponsor annual services for graduating seniors. The district's baccalaureate has been an opportunity for the community to gather around the seniors and pray for them as they leave school. The foundation spends a lot of its time trying to drive any expression of Christianity out of the public square and uses the threat of lawsuits to do it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
American Center for Law and Justice is suing Massachusetts Governor Mara Haley over an initiative that the state launched earlier this summer targeting pro-life pregnancy centers. The lawsuit says the initiative, which warns women against seeking help from the pro-life clinics, violates their constitutional rights. The governor claims the clinics pose harm because they do not perform abortions or refer women for them. This is SRN News. Stocks lost some momentum on Thursday.
Stocks closed with mixed results on Wall Street Thursday after some late-day selling. The S&P 500 was essentially flat after giving up an earlier gain of nearly 1%. The Nasdaq fell 0.2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 243 points or 0.6%, setting a record high. NVIDIA weighed on the market with a drop of 6.4%. Its stellar results for the second quarter failed to meet the lofty expectations of some analysts. The stock's big market value tends to have an outsized impact on the broader market. The Commerce Department upgraded its assessment of U.S. economic growth for the second quarter to 3% from a previous estimate of 2.8%. Damian Troisi, New York.
Beginning September 30th, retailers are required to check photo ID of anyone under the age of 30 who tries to buy tobacco products. They announced the rule Thursday that follows legislation signed in 2019 that raised the federal minimum age of sale of tobacco products from 18 to 21. More at SRNnews.com.